This is Like Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. It's a new year, which means a new batch of music from Milwaukee musicians. January can be a great time for artists determined to start the year with a new album, and 2021 is no exception. As always, Matt Wild has been listening. Wild is the co-founder of Milwaukee Record, and every month he releases a nearly exhaustive list of new music from local musicians. He joins Like Effect's Joy Powers with a sample of what he's been listening to for this Milwaukee Music Roundup.
Well, Matt Wild, thank you so much for joining us here on Like Effect.
It is great to be back in a brand new year. Thanks.
Brand new year. We have a really wide array of music from different local groups that we're going to be looking at. Do you feel like January is an especially good time for new music?
I think it kind of sets the tone in a strange way. And yeah, you're right. The selection I have this month is kind of all over the place, but some new stuff and one very old thing that has been reissued. But, you know, I would hope that this sort of thing would set the tone for the rest of the year. I like that we're going to be talking about a collaboration. I like that we're going to be talking about a song that involves a harp. So hopefully we just hear a lot of harp music out of Milwaukee in 2021. That's fingers crossed for me.
Looking forward to that. So this first song, I'm thinking, is not the one with a harp. At least I didn't notice it. But it is the collaboration.
This is one of those collaborations where I had to think to myself, have these two artists collaborated before? And if not, why haven't they collaborated before? Because it's such a wonderful pairing. I'm talking about Laurel Sulfit and her Ladies of Leisure, also known as her LOL, collaborating with a local, super prolific electro wizard, Luxie. Laurel Sulfit and her Ladies of Leisure, back in 2019, they put out a record called Dance Music Saves Lives. It's this very, very poppy, very disco-y kind of record. Luxie, on the other hand, she is the kind of artist who, by the time we finish talking today, she will probably have put out about 7 new songs and 2 more video games to go along with those songs. She puts out music, new music, all the time. She just unveiled a virtual art gallery for Milwaukee visual artists. You can find that through her web pages. So she's super prolific, and pairing her up with Laurel Sulfit and her Ladies of Leisure is just such a great pairing. And they've gotten together to produce this track called Basement Show, which, as the title suggests, is a very dreamy, very electro ode to those beautiful things called basement shows, where you go to somebody's house, you go down in a crummy basement, and you're crammed in there with 100 other people, and everyone's sweaty, and it's wet, and it's dirty down there, and it's wonderful. And boy, oh boy, do I miss that. And boy, oh boy, do I miss any kind of shows, really. So it just pulls at my heartstrings. But it is a fantastic collaboration between these two fantastic artists. So let's listen to Basement Show.
Basement Show by Laurel Sulfit and her Ladies of Leisure, and featuring Luxie. So the next song we're looking at is, I would say, pretty different. I think it describes itself as psychedelic folk.
That sounds about right. And this is the one that I teased earlier. This involves the harp. So like I said, I want to hear more harp music in 2021. If you're all listening out there, the Milwaukee music scene, and I know you are, I just want to hear more harp. This is a new project from a group called Mirror of Light. Now, it's headed up by an artist. Her name is Elise McCardle. Folks may know her from another Milwaukee group called Cream Vellum. And she's put together this new project called Mirror of Light. She had kind of got a hold of me near the end of 2020 and wanted to release this track through Milwaukee Record early in the new year. And I listened to it, and I was immediately taken by it, and I immediately loved the idea of kind of easing into a new year with this very, very pastoral, very, very haunting. She describes the song as being cobbled together from quote, material from sound archives, field recordings, fairy tales, and folk ballads. And it comes from Mirror of Light's upcoming EP, which I believe she is going to be releasing this spring. The EP is called Fell Tales, and the song we'll be listening to is called Moon from a Well. Candles, lights,
Light. This next group that we'll be looking at is actually a band that I know somewhat well, and again, a very different genre.
Yes, we are turning this car. We're making a sharp turn here again, a very, very sharp turn, to enjoy the latest offering from terrific Milwaukee rock group Foxface. Foxface has been around, probably for about a decade or so in one form or another, but they really started making noise and really kind of put themselves on the map in 2017 with their debut full-length record. It was called Spoil and Destroy. Foxface is this very kind of aggressive, very, very awesome feminist punk rock, garage rock group, but with tons of hooks, hooks to spare, as you might say. Their music, you know, it's always very timely. It's not just noise, it's not just anger, it's noise and anger filtered through some solid pop hooks, which I always appreciate. Their latest album is called End of Man. That should also kind of give you an idea of where they're coming from here. And the song we're going to be listening to is just kind of this chugging head bopper of a song. It's called Slow Burn, the latest from Foxface.
That was Slow Burn by Foxface. You mentioned earlier that one of these songs was a re-release, and I'm guessing it's this last one. When I looked up the group, I was surprised at just how old the band actually is.
Yes, this is the re-release I was hinting at earlier. The group was called The Trusty Knife, who were really active in the mid-2000s. So it's been a while now, you know, 15 years or so. They were putting out music at a time when it's a really interesting period for me because it was really before SoundCloud, it was before Bandcamp, and it was before streaming music became what it is today. And because of that, I think a lot of their music and a lot of groups from that era are kind of like lost to time. If you were a DIY group back then, you were likely only putting out music on CDs and probably burnt CDs that you burnt in, you know, your Windows XP computer. And now, 15 years later or whatever, a lot of those CDs, and I have a bunch still and recently kind of tried to listen to them, and like half of them just don't work anymore. They just don't play. And so a lot of this music is kind of lost to time. Happily, late last year, Milwaukee record label Dusty Medical Records reissued the debut album from The Trusty Knife. It's a self-titled album, and kind of remastered it, put it out on all the modern streaming services, Apple Music, Spotify, of course, and issued it on vinyl for the very first time. And it's such a fantastic record. It really takes me back to going to these shows from this band, and they were always just a ton of fun. And I actually wrote a piece about them on our website today. And so many people kind of came out of the woodwork and said, oh my God, I remember those shows. They were amazing. I can't believe I haven't heard this album in years. thanks for kind of writing about this. And that's how I feel about this record. Dusty Medical also reissued two follow-up albums that the Trusty Knife put out that were rarely heard. So it's nice to see a group from that era kind of being rescued from the mists of time. The track we're going to be listening to is called Stealin', and it's kind of this jaunty little number. It really takes me back, and boy, yeah, you're right. It was a long time ago, but it's great to hear the Trusty Knife once again.
Stealing by the Trusty Knife. Hopefully, if this grouping of songs is any indication, 2021 will be a great year for Milwaukee music.
I hope so. I assume so. Milwaukee music has not let me down yet. I always try to get some stuff that's all across the board. I can guarantee you that the rest of the year will be as eclectic, if not more eclectic as this. So I'm looking forward to another great year. I'm looking forward to a new year. I'm looking forward to a brand new everything. So yeah, it's great to be back, and yeah, looking forward to 2021.
Matt Wild is the co-founder of Milwaukee Record. Every month he publishes his Milwaukee Music Roundup and joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about a few of those songs. You can find our previous Milwaukee Music Roundups at wuwm.com.